Children in the Central African Republic are facing severe human rights abuses and violations, according to a report released at the United Nations today. It says numerous armed groups are active throughout the country, terrorizing communities and abducting children. One of the main groups responsible is the Ugandan Lord's Resistance Army. Laura Perez spent 2 months in the Central African Republic carrying out the research for the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center. She told me what she found out.
The Lord's Resistance Army is still very active in the southeast of the country, and they abduct children and take them across the border into DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and they keep them either as child soldiers or as sex slaves, and they force them to commit atrocities such as killing other children. Many of these children have been able to escape. Unfortunately, when they have escaped, it has taken them a long time to get home. One of our findings is that there's a big problem with the logistics of repatriation, and it takes children a long time to get back to the Central African Republic. Oftentimes, it's taken them longer to get back than the time that they were in captivity.
Mm. And what proof do you have that it's the LRA who are recruiting these children?
The LRA is the one that's been abducting them. And the UPDF, the Ugandan forces, are in the Central African Republic to fight the LRA. We've gotten direct testimonies from children who have escaped, from escapees, who have told us their stories about being under LRA captivity.
Is the army involved at all in this?
The army is not involved, and that's another one of our findings, that the Central African Republic has invested very little funds into really equipping its army properly. So the army is unable to provide security for civilians. This is one of the reasons that the UPDF has been brought in, the Ugandan forces have been brought in to fight the LRA, but the Ugandan forces are not there to provide security for civilians. So the problem is that the army is not involved because of lack of capacity, lack of troops, and lack of training. And so civilians and communities have had to form self-defense militias to defend themselves. That's another one of our findings, that these defense militias are recruiting children, and sometimes children as young as 12.
How long has this been going on for?
The attacks against by the LRA in the Central African Republic started in 2008, in March 2008, and they've continued. They're ongoing, and they've become even more serious as time has passed. So the most recent attacks were just in March of this year.
So what can be done to stop these? I mean, it's been going on for a long time, as you mentioned.
It has been going on for a long time. And in the report, we're not talking about how to stop the LRA. Rather, one of the important features of the report is that we look at it from a victim's perspective. So we're looking at what can be done to help the children who are now back at home in the Central African Republic. And we have made recommendations to donors to really fund programs for not only for humanitarian assistance for villages that have been attacked, but for children who have come back, you know, who are with the LRA, and for psychosocial support. Like I said, these children are very traumatized and need a lot of help.
Is the government doing anything about it?
The government is not doing anything about it. The government alleges that they have very little funds to do anything about it. In fact, the fact that they don't equip their army properly is one of the problems. So we've also made recommendations that the government invest funds in providing social services in these areas. As I said before, one of our other findings has to do with self-defense militias, and this is quite serious. They are recruiting children, and these are communities who have had no choice but to create militias in order to defend themselves, precisely because the Central African Army is unable to provide security.
Mm. Now, but with all that's happening around the world, especially when you look at Africa, the issue of Ivory Coast, the issue of Libya, how easy is it for you then to get donors to contribute, to help in a situation like this in Central African Republic?
That's one of the reasons that we're putting out this report, is to really bring attention to this issue. First of all, it's a regional issue. It's not just an issue in the Central African Republic. The LRA is active in 4 countries, in Uganda, in DRC, in Sudan, and in the Central African Republic. And we think it's time that more attention is paid to this issue. And as far as our report is concerned, that attention and assistance is given to children who have really suffered the brunt of the LRA.
Laura Perez of the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center.